Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of sex toys, the government has issued a warning that sex toys are a very real target for hackers. Sex toys. Your sex toys are a very
real target. Well, because you can control them with an app on your phone.
Right. Some of them are remote controlled.
But why are we hacking into the sex
toys? Like the thing that I'm wearing right now.
Because you're hoping that they're using it at the moment.
Right.
It's or just turned it on in their nightstand.
A lot of people, they do that game, man, where you're out and they just kind of set you up.
While you're buying groceries.
Or when you're talking to the waiter. I mean, it's always... It's one of those games. But if someone can, hack into it. Phone, then
yeah.
Game on.
I mean, you can't do it because of the size of like a fleshlight. But it would be kind of wild if I was just wearing one at the restaurant. I'm just like, sorry, Mike. Hang on.
The one in control.
Well, no.
Yes, that's the way the game works.
No, it's if somebody hacked into his phone.
But you don't know who hacked it.
Yeah, I might be sitting across the room going, watch this. As soon as that waitress comes up.
That guy's got one on right now, I can tell.
But that got me wondering, what other stuff can they hack into?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Got me wondering.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Household items you didn't know could be hacked. Sure, you could hack into my Wi-Fi router and see that I watch old-school Magnum PI reruns, Mike Holmes specials, anything and everything on space and technology. But if you want to know where I hide the real gold, I'm afraid I have to disappoint you. That is analog at its finest. Good old 8mm snuff films. When the smut was violent, and that's the way we liked it.
Yeah, God. So these are household items that can be hacked that you might not have known could be hacked. If you don't know some of these can be hacked, you need to step up your game just a little bit. But one that got me, garage door openers.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that was one that they cautioned people about, that there might be somebody, stationed outside of your house, and that they'll have some sort of a signal... Stealer, interceptor.
Right.
That when you fire the signal from your car or whatever, then it'll be able to hack.
Yeah, it's the same thing that your car uses to identify that unit, so you can sometimes just make that a hard feature in your car.
Yes. Your home Wi-Fi router.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the most vulnerable items that you have in your household is your Wi-Fi router, the hub in which every single electronic device you own in your house is connected.
Yeah, of course.
Right. That's why you need to set a password. That's why, as much of a pain in the eye as it is, it's worth putting at least some sort of a security measure. Don't make it just able to walk in.
Well, anytime, you try to find your hotspot or Wi-Fi, whatever, and it's like locked. Exactly. It's all your neighbors.
Right. Printers. Your printer can be hacked into. But when you think about it, we've got printers here at work that all of our computers are connected to in one way or another, and not all of it is a hard wire. Some of it can be just hacked into Wi-Fi style.
But what's the benefit of hacking a printer?
Then you just send them a picture of your ass.
I don't know. Just to frustrate somebody?
Are you going to come by my house later like, hey, man, I printed up a resume on your printer. Dude. Can I get that? I don't want to steal anything. I just wanted to use your ink.
I saw that it was there, and I just needed to borrow it.
It feels like if you're hacking into a printer, you're just doing that to be mean.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky's trying to work.
A lot of penis coming your way.
Doesn't work anymore, sucker.
This picture. Your bathroom scales.
I did not know that was connected to anything other than the floor.
Says you already hate this item anyway, and now you've learned that it can be hacked. It's true, your smart scales, if you're connected to your Wi-Fi, can be compromised. Although this item only sends data to the manufacturer's website, it's still your data, and it should be kept private.
A Wi-Fi scale?
Right. I knew it was happening. It wasn't eating too much over the holidays. Somebody's messing with my scale.
Damn right.
Yep, that's what I'm going with.
They're fudging the numbers over here.
It's crazy.
I have not seen a Wi-Fi enabled scale.
No, I would have no interest.
I would never buy one.
I mean, I've got a digital scale that you can, you know, you can switch it between certain settings, but do you need to keep track of it in an app that badly that you get your own?
I think some people just do everything through the app or their phone or whatever, but I just can't. A Wi-Fi scale.
It creates a convenience after you've got it all set up, but I just am not motivated to set that up.
I've never met anyone that stepped on a scale, if they're trying to lose weight, say, stepped on a scale and weighed themselves 3 days later and forgot how much they weighed.
Right.
Right.
More importantly, I need to put that into some sort of a social site. I'm good. Portable game consoles. Again, these are household items that can be hacked.
All right. That'd just be funny.
It makes sense. Yet again, it's anything that can be connected to your Wi-Fi. Of that course. Portable game console counts as well. Your electronic picture frames.
Ooh. Don't have those, but I know some people that do.
They're pretty cool. I like those.
My old man got one, and my grandma has one, and we upload photos from them from time to time. And boy, I figure that it's more of that generation of society. It's the older generation that'll have those things, just because you give your kids the app or the link or whatever it is, and then they can just keep on loading pictures on in there. So that way you can just have a rotating
Because that generation is actually interested in your pictures,
right? And so if somebody
if
somebody gets a hold of that, it's not like they're going to get a whole lot other than the likeness of your family.
But they can upload something.
I'm not hacking into it to take your pictures. When you come home, dude, it's going to be 15 penises that James. Has nothing to do with what you've taken. Yes, what I put on that thing.
Spread eagle in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at my Walmart logo.
I was going to say, does it look like the Walmart logo?
You're going to find out I put a hidden camera in your house.
Baby monitors can be hacked.
Yeah, I've
heard
that.
Seen that before.
They're often connected to your Wi-Fi, and even the old ones, they were just certain radio signals that they're
not. Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. So you can hack it.
Hey, it's just weird messing with people in the house. Creepy like that.
I agree.
That's why they do it.
And they're kids.
Probably thermostats too, right, Mike? Is that on there?
That was number 5 on the list, Miles. Thermostats and electric meters.
Yep. I've heard about that. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, but okay, so a landlord can control those settings.
Yes.
Right.
So, because if it's all utilities included, they're going to be that person. Like
you bet.
You can live in 65 degrees.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or whatever the deal is. So they
I
can do
wish.
That. Yeah.
By the way, a couple of people have texted in. They said, look, hacking into a printer, it can allow a person to backtrack into every device connected to it or let a print. And someone else, I like this, they said, I just print all pink pages just to use up all your magenta.
Boy, that one goes fast.
It does.
Doggone it.
I will say, like, I like a house cold, so, but it would be funny if you had, like, an ex and you knew she liked it hot, she runs really cold, and just be like, I don't know. Just won't go over, like Miles saying, 63 in there.
Hope you're bundled up. Blowing cold air.
Yeah. Grab a blanket.
Now it's as cold as your heart. I wish you nothing but the best. Good day.
Good luck to you. You're frozen. Your refrigerator.
Yeah, if you have one of those quote-unquote smart refrigerators.
I
prefer mine dumb.
I agree.
I would just do something simple. Like, just make the ice machine stop working.
Oh.
Or just melt it all.
Ted is a devious man over here.
Well, I'm hacking.
What's the matter, baby? You don't have any ice?
When you know when they go to work, you set the setting higher so all the ice melts. Then set it back to freezing so it's one solid block you see.
See, Ted's just screwing with his ex over here. He's turning off her ice. Maybe you could use her heart in your drink.
Yeah. Cold hearted.
voice-activated speakers. Alexa, your Echo. Sorry if I screwed up anybody's speaker there. My bad.
Hey, cancel. Alexa.
Cancel. You know, if you got the Google thing or anything like that. Somebody hacked into my doggone soundbar.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
And so what do they do?
This was like the first weekend that we had moved into our house. We're already a little bit creeped out because we're in a brand new house, right? And I've got this Bluetooth soundbar that VD gave to us for our wedding. And I've got it set up and it's downstairs. We're upstairs in our bedroom watching TV. Then all of a sudden, this hardcore gangster rap just starts coming through in our basement.
They connected to the wrong device or something.
That's what I thought, Miles, until I turned it off, and then it somehow turned back on and started just blasting again, loud as it possibly could go.
Huh.
I unplugged that damn thing. That's not been plugged in since. I know. And I hope you're right, Miles, because it was on the same night. I hope it was just somebody trying to plug it in. They're like, doggone it, I can't hear.
Yeah.
But
sounds like they walked into your trap, took over your trap.
Yeah.
We're getting more texts from people that know things about hacking. First of all, It's not so much about the device. It's about whatever device they can get access to, because that gets them into your network.
Sure.
All right. And then someone else says, there are Wi-Fi scales. I don't have one, but as a dialysis patient, I have to do all my vitals every morning and record it.
Okay.
So there you go.
That makes sense,
yeah.
So if you can just make it as simple as you step on the scale and then you're
and
done.
And they get the info, right?
You bet. Hell yeah. Smart TVs comes in at number two.
God, all right. I really like dumb TV. You remember when you bought a TV, you plugged it in, turned it on, and you're done?
It took it 5 minutes for it to warm up.
I mean, now, when you plug in my TV, then it has all these questions.
I don't know
how to answer
them. I am not my kids. Right. Why is that always the first
time? And I will say that electronics have overstepped to a degree. Like, I don't need an app for this.
No, I don't want an app for this.
You're a restaurant. You don't need your own app, okay? I just want to order food. Just have an online spot. And
I'll tell you what, that would be... I don't know what kind of attack I'd call it, but if you hacked into, like, America's TVs on, like, Super Bowl Sunday,
people
would freak out.
Yes, sir.
They've gone too far.
Too much.
It's Puppy
Russia!
Bowl on every channel.
But then the number one household item that can be hacked, and again, if you didn't know this, you're a little bit on the naive side, security cameras.
Well, sure.
That Ring camera that you've got outside, any other surveillance that you've got going on, what do you know? It could be hacked.
It's probably your government. Or aliens.
Or aliens. One of the two.
It's all a simulation anyhow, man. Who gives a crap?
Yeah, birds aren't real.
Fake pandas, fake birds.
Pandas. It's just a dude in a costume.
Giraffes ain't real.
Porch pirates.
Just some tall brother walking through the... All it is. Put on a costume, fooled everyone.
And so he gets left alone walking through the savannah. He just dresses up.
Miles didn't see one real animal on a safari.
Nope.
His brother's laying a costume.
Everybody was an inflated dinosaur.
You basically were in Westworld.
Right. Oh, it's all animatronic, man.
You didn't do anything illegal, did you?
Nope. Nothing's really legal there. We're illegal.